I gotta record this before I forget. Somebody sent me a text saying she went and got a massage and washed to, you know, thought it'd be a relaxing moment, and then the lady started attacking her faith, you know. Witchcraft stuff. Anyway, my response, yeah, it was like typical. You, whether you try to go on vacation, whether you try to you can do it, could be anything. I just went to the store, look at some furniture, which I'm just gonna make my own. I wanted to buy a shelf. People walk up and it's like you just want to have a relaxing moment, do something that's kind of off grid, and you get attacked. You know, it could be just walking, just be going to Walmart, walking through Walmart or something, just to look around, see what's happening. And it's like every time we let our guards down, we get attacked, you know. And the reason I'm able to sympathize with what she went through is because I've seen it my whole life after I got saved, you know. It's like every time I ever let my guard down, somebody tried to get in, you know. When I was studying doctrinal stuff, you know, a lot of people tried to teach false doctrine, you know. They would try to get in. Come in, you know, you had just read Ephesians and verses about sealed until the day of redemption, and some Pentecostal would come in and say, oh, you can lose your salvation. Then you'd have to go back to the Word and study it. And until it became a part of you, you know, that, see, those people went away. It's almost like at different levels, as you move to the next level, there's a higher battle, you know. There's new battles, you know. And when you move, when you get good at responding to these witches, warlocks, naysayers, doubting Thomases, when you get good at responding, they've hit you with so much, you get good at, there's one that comes in that's a little bit higher. They take it to the next level. The deception is just, as you get grounded in the truth, the deception just keeps going higher as you go higher. That's why that angel said to the devil, the Lord rebuke you. You know, he was asking about he was wanting to debate about the body of Moses and where Moses was, where's the body of Moses, you know, something like that. I can't remember exactly. But he durst not bring a railing accusation against. In other words, the devil wants you to fight with him and debate with him, and the Jezebel and all them. And about 5 or 6 years ago, I was talking to somebody online. She said that whenever she noticed she quoted scripture, that they shut up. They went into like zombie mode. And this same, I just got the text, she quoted scripture and the attack stopped, you know. The reason is, and it took, because at one point I didn't know that. Truth. They're trying to deceive you, right? The demon in them is trying to deceive you. When you start quoting scripture, just like Jesus said, it is written, it is written, it is written. They can't gaslight you because you're quoting scripture. You're in context, you know. So the demons are just like a narcissist trying to gaslight you and pull you into some kind of Decepticon and future faking and all that stuff. And they're always trying to, see, think about it. Truth is life. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Lies are death. Demons, death, darkness, lies, half-truths. So they're trying to pull you into death. When they try to get you to believe a lie, it's because they're in death. They want you to believe a lie, to die with them, They want you to be down in the grave, in the miry clay with them, the death, the spiral, you know. Who won't, if you're going down the spiral and you know it, and you're being sucked down into death, if you were one of them, you would want to pull somebody down with you, right? And they have no truth. So when you speak truth, it shuts them down because they don't even know. You're speaking a language they don't understand. Think about that. I just got some new understanding about this. Everything is from the Word, and they're the anti. And so everything that they speak is from Jesus, right? Everything you, in Him we live and breathe and have our being. So everything that we speak is in Jesus. So if somebody's lying, they're creating their own reality, which is not real. And so when you start quoting Jesus, that's the real reality. The Scripture shuts them up because we're talking about real reality. We're not talking about fake reality. Let me think about that. That's something to think about. But anyway, it's funny how we all go, all saved people go through the same process. We're trying to just live in peace, and the liars just show up. They always show up. You can't even live in peace around them. It's sad.